Jana on the line from the Great Southern Herald. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, what's making the paper this week?
So, Katanning's Co-op is undergoing some new changes to revitalise its image and target audience. So, under the new management team, Peter Moore, who's the general manager, is doing a refresh program to liven up the business and give the community the ultimate shopping experience.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so the look of the store will change, brand, stock and apparel will all change because they want to try and suit a more younger demographic between the ages of 18 and 35.
Yeah.
And while still keeping it as a meeting place where you can go sit, have your coffee and then do your shopping, it's still going to be like that. But at the same time, they're also trying to get in the hairdressers there as well. So at the same time, they're getting all the community's feedback and criticism, and the co-op wants to be your top shopping alternative.
Very interesting. I wonder if they'll be open on Sunday. And it does explain why they've got a Makita Trade Day happening as well. Very much for that demo. What else is making news?
One of Katanning's longest-run family businesses, Blythe Tree Farm, has closed its doors after 39 years. So Steve Blythe said it was sad and the end of an era to close the family business, but due to family reasons and change in agricultural economy, it was time. So the Blythe Tree Farm has made significant contributions to farming plans and the environment, and it's probably a very emotional thing for Katanning to say goodbye to it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a bit sad. There's something to look forward to at least in Katanning this weekend, but...
Yeah, so on Saturday is Christmas on Clive Street, so this year's expected to be really, really good. There's so many free rides, I think like 20 stalls. There's going to be like a cricket bowling alley, a bucking bull, lots of food and drinks. So
And some great cover bands as well, I've seen. So it looks like it's going to go off. And before I let you go, are some changes to the females basketball?
Yeah, so starting from next week, the female teams will be divided into two, so Division A and Division B. That's just because there was a lot of women teams and just to make it a bit more fair. So,
No, fair enough. Well, everyone should grab a copy of the Great Southern Herald. It's out today. Thanks for the chat today, Jana.
No worries.